Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you, Misha. I told the Chever before that many years ago I was zeicha to learn b'chavrusa with three couples that were gerim. We had a chavrusa shaf, we would learn Torah together. And I observed that the names, when I would quote names of Rishayim, Achrayim, it didn't mean anything to them. Kivager, it's never heard. It's not. If we say a vart, we quote Rei Kivager, people lean forward. And we all have Rishayim, Achrayim that are very meaningful to us. And you hear a name, if I hear the Baditchever says, I'm moving forward already. The Naim Elimelech, names meant very little. They weren't yet knowledgeable, so the name meant very little. And Be'emes, there was a lot to learn from that. Because certainly in Chachma, we have to measure a statement deeper than who said it. We could almost forget what was said and think about who said it. And there's an importance in focusing what was said. I know the Torah Tamima says a pshat. He says that the two chazal, what's a chacham? One says loy made mikol adam, and one chazal said royas anoylad. Sounds like two different chachmas. One is royas anoylad, is to predict, to anticipate, to see the future, and the other one's chazal says to be loy made mikol adam. He says that they're both the same thing. The Torah Tamima. He said the mid of Loimid Mikol Adam is Royas Anoilad. He said such a shmak of pshat. Royas Anoilad is the Moilid is the one who says the statement. The Noilad is the statement that was given birth to. Royas Anoilad is you look at the statement, you stop thinking who said it. That's the mid of Loimid Mikol Adam. You're not busy with who said it, what was said, and weigh what was said. Did it make sense? Did you learn something from it? See, he says the Loimid Mikol Maroyas Anoilad is the same thing. Lemaisa, there's such a thing of hearing the vart and forgetting who said it. There's certain divrei Torah, all of us here in our life, that it matters a lot who said it. And because of who said it, it goes in deeper. Because of who said it, there's something extra special, extra beautiful. There's certain divrei Torah we all collect in our life. Besides the value of the vart, somebody, whether the person who told it to us was so holy that it went in deeper, where the person who told it to us had some reason that what they told us was connected to their avodah. Certain times we're zeicha to hear divrei Torah from the right person, that it just penetrates deeper. I know there was one of the tzaddikim who was at meetings with Rav Aaron Cutler would discuss, and Rav Aaron would just say the word Torah. It was like worth it to go to meetings. Rav Huttner said that it was, somebody like made a comment to Rav Huttner, like it must be so hard to go to some meetings, maybe Bittelsman, and he said that hearing Rav Aaron say the word Torah, like the whole meeting's kedai. So hear Rav Aaron say the word Torah, there was something to that. So certain times we hear divrei Torah. Rav Miller, I remember hearing a verb from Rav Miller, could be I heard it with Aaron's tata, Rav Yankov. Could be I heard it from him, or we both heard it together. Reb Miller speaks about a vart that it says somebody who's in the middle of learning Torah and is mevatam limudai, and he says how nice is kamiyafi ilan zu is mischayi benafshei. And Reb Miller asks, "We're born to like say how nice is the world?" That vart. That I'm not saying it's teretz right now. That kasha, the one I'd want to hear ask that kasha the most in the world is Reb Miller. Reb Miller taught the whole world to look kamayafi ilan zu. I don't want to hear anybody besides Reb Miller ask that kasha. So I heard a vart from Reb Miller on this vart. It rings. It's specifically because I heard it from Reb Miller. There's a vart over there that's like, that's priceless because Reb Miller said it. That's who I'd want to hear ask this kasha. I want to know in Reb Miller's Beis Medrash how they studied this. So I want to share something. Just Very simple, not even a word. There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayakel that I want to learn with the Chevra, and I want to share something. It's not even a word. The Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, said something in this Rashi that moved me a lot. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I want to say this. This Thursday night is the Chevra, is my friends. I want to share this with my friends. It means something to me, specifically that the Rebbe said this. And I'd like to share as follows. In the parasha, it says, the Nesiyim brought Avnei Hashoyim. And the Nesiyim, of course, is spelled Chaser. And Rashi, amongst other things, is going to shtel that Nesiyim is spelled Chaser. And Rashi says, Rashi, all of us know this Rashi. Let's read the Rashi carefully. Vanesiyim heviyu. The Nesiyim bring. Amreb Nassim. Reb Nassim said, "Maro Nesiyim lisnadev b'Chanukah samizbeach betchila." Why, when it came to the Chanukah samizbeach, the Nesiyim brought first, uvimleches haMishkan, and in terms of the donations to the Mishkan, lo yisnadvu betchila, they didn't bring first. What's happening? In terms of the Chanukah samizbeach, the Nesiyim jumped and gave. In terms of the Meleches HaMishkan, they didn't give first. Elakach Amru Nesiyim. Says Rashi, says B'Shem Reb Nassim, the Nesiyim made the following cheshbon. The Nesiyim said, Yisnadu Tzibur Mashem Yisnadim. Let the Tzibur bring what they're going to bring. I'll go to cheshbon. U'masha Mechasrin. And what's missing, Anu Mashlim, I say, we'll finish. Let the tzibur bring what they bring, gevaldik, and what's missing, we'll finish off. Kivan sheshlimu tzibur es hakoyol. The tzibur ends up bringing everything. Shenemar v'amalocha hisadayam. Amru nesim alein alasis. What are we supposed to do now? Hevius avnei shayam. Therefore, lakach isnadvu b'chanukas mezbeach tefila. And then Rashi says, "Lufishen is atzlu mitchila." Since they were lazy at first, that they didn't bring right away, nechzera ois mishmam. They lost the letter yud from their names. Vanesiim ksiv minus the yud, they lose the yud because they were nisatzel. So the shail is, what's wrong? Their cheshbon seems a good cheshbon. Their leaders, they say, let Klal Yisrael bring. And we'll be mashlim. It seems like a very good cheshvan. It's very hard to even understand their exact avera. Klaiso was mashlim akol. No, they weren't. They didn't bring the avnei shayim. But there you could tie in whatever was possible. The avnei shayim we got in the lamala. Whatever was possible, they brought. So their atzlus, they delayed. They lost the letter yud in their name. The question is what their cheshvan and what the tois in their cheshvan was. It seems like a rather innocent cheshvan. What was the mistake of the cheshbon? That's the Shailon Rashi. I want to share with you what the Rebbe says. Now, when he makes a claim, he learnt Rashi b'iyun rav. He has a shtickle why it fits in the Rashi. I'm not prepared to say over the whole shtickle right now. He has a shtickle, and he, what I'm saying, he's medayik b'dikto gadol. I want to share a shtickle part of his conclusion. I'm not going into all the diyukim, how he came to this conclusion. Understand, he wasn't just theorizing. He was somebody who learned Rashi with tremendous amelos. And it, in the Rashi, what was the tois of their cheshbon? The Rebbe said that the tois and the cheshbon, he said that they should bring what they should bring. He said there's a bechina, there's an amount that they felt that by, where are you? You have achrayus also. They felt that they'll live vicariously to a degree, since they're the leaders and they're the causing gadla ma'osa yaisim and aisa. They're causing others to do that would count as if they did. The chevra were, our charges brought it. So let them bring. He said, what about you guys? You also have to give. They were yoytze through this nadvus of people they were charged with. And the Rebbe said they lost the yud. He said yud is bittel. Yud comes from like a spotless of a person. And they lost the yud. There was like a gaiva to that. He said a leader, a proper leader, even people are doing, doesn't feel it's as if he's done. He has his own avayd pnimis. Gagam that they're causing many to do, but they have their own avayd. They're not yaitse with others. That was the laziness was they were yaitse through others doing. They were yaitse through others doing. They're causing others to do. People they're charged with are doing. So they had a certain sense. We're yaitzes. We did. God la b'osi yaitzim and a'isa. And the Rebbe said the tais is that a leader has the proper humility will not feel his yaitzeh because others did. So schus, he'll feel a tremendous schus to be involved with others, but he'll have his own avodah. And he said that the Tais of the Nesiim, they were chaser, their egen avayda, their own avayda. If they thought about their own avayda, what do you mean? Let them bring, you have to bring too. What about your avayda? They were yaitse with avayda. The reason I was excited that the Rebbe said this, the Rebbe who pushed to care about other Yidden, to encourage other Yidden to do mitzvahs, the Rebbe himself who was busy being Mekar of Am Yisrael, describes that the sin is that sometimes somebody involved in assisting others can forget about their own avodah. And that's mamish how he learns pshat here with the Nesiim, that in their orangutan with Klal Yisrael doing, they forgot their own avodah. What about you? What's your avodah? What do you mean they should bring what they're going to? What about you? Okay, we're involved. But you have your own avodah. You have your own. You should be bringing yourself. What about you bringing? Don't be yaitz with what they did. Now, it's a big schus. It's a great schus to be involved in assisting and helping. But you should have your own avodah. My Rebbe advised Rebbeim, fascinatingly, he said that a Rebbe should learn something that he's not allowed to teach. Should have some seder halimud, but anything he learns in that seder, he's not allowed to tell anybody. It's like not allowed. He advised to learn things that are not shayach to share. It's like learn a masech that's disconnected from what you're teaching. He was saying this same thing of the Rebbe to have the own avoid the pnimis. Not to be, now it's a very interesting, it's an interesting, almost, the mistake is so relatable, because it's true, God la mu'us, and it's a tremendous chus that Yidden are doing, and to be the gairim that other Yidden are doing. I saw this in the Megillah, it's more of an arichus. I like that Esther asked Klal Yisrael to fast, she said, me and my na'arim are going to do, we're also going to be tzayim. Not just getting you to do it. We're also going to be doing it. The avoda pnimius of the leader, of the one who's getting others to do it in all different circumstances, that it's a big zchus, and tak gadla ma'usa, and it's a big maila in causing people, in encouraging people to serve, but a person having their own avoda, their own requirements, their own service of Hashem, never pattering from that. Never ignoring the person's own place and their own important avoda and pattering it up because of what others are doing. I thought it's such an interesting way. I've never seen anybody learn this chazal. I've seen other pshatim in this chazal. The way the Rebbe saw the chazal, the tois of the Nesiim, I thought was unique. I thought it was very, very beautiful who was issuing the warning. The Yid who pushed so many to get involved in others doing, who pushed his chassidim and any Yid who can for the achrayis, with really caring about other Yidden, but he gave a warning. I should see here, he gives a warning not to get to forget about your own avoda. In that, zchus helping others serve, but not to neglect or forget the avoda of the person themselves. He says there's some gaiva to it. There's some sense the person's like my charges are doing. The person not to forget his own avoid, his own place of service of Hashem. That lies independent of his chus of getting of assisting others in doing and being gayim others to do. So that's the first the first thing I wanted to share with the Chevra. Again, it's food for thought. It's food for thought. Certainly, certainly, every father, every person who's able to learn Torah, teach Torah, has opportunity to insist and encourage others. But a person not neglecting their own avodah, not forgetting, there's such a sakana. There's such a sakana a person could forget, not to forget their own avodah and the toys here that you also have. But why aren't you bringing something? That's the first thing I wanted to share. I wanted to share something that we've studied before, but I'm busy with this sugya now, so I want to share with the chevra. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. It says that the malacha was dayam v'hayser. Klal Yisrael brings donations to the Mishkan, and it was dayam. There was enough for Klal Yisrael v'hayser, but there was extra. It's a stira that Archaim HaKadosh has a stira. Dayam is mashma that it was exact. That it turned out exact. The malacha was dayam. It was exact. Hayser is mashma that was extra. With their extra, was it exact? How'd it go? We called out Klal Yisrael give donations to the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael gives with a ferocious generosity. But we have to push it. Stop. Stop giving. Stop giving. Genuk, genuk. We have enough. And we finished the collection. It was dayam v'hayser. There was enough and extra. Frak Dar Chaim HaKadosh. If it's enough, it's not extra. If it's extra, it's not enough. Says Dar Chaim HaKadosh that be'emes, they collected extra. There was way more than enough. People were giving. A nes happened is that it worked out. It was the exact amount. Dahainu, all the kelim they made, there was much more that could build much more than the kelim, but they put it all together and it turned out a nes, it was the right amount. So the kash is, the pasuk's written backwards. It says, dayam v'hayser, first it was extra, then it became dayam. It's in the nes, the pasuk's not written that way. It's written dayam v'hayser. And of course, the pshat is that when it says dayam is the ruchniyastika world, the Mishkan's built on the nedivus halev of every yid. Every yid's generosity and donation and story and gift was absolutely essential. It was dayam. It was the exact amount for Ashras Ashrina in the spiritual world. Oh, the physical world, it was heiser. That was, if you count it in the physical world, it was extra. The dayam speaks about lemana emes, and that's, by the way, the reason for the nes. What's shot this miracle that it turned out it all worked? The miracle says something and reflects a truth. The miracle reflects a truth that every single yid's was necessary. Everyone's donation, everyone's story of what they acquired, what they gave, how they gave was necessary for Ashras Ashchina. That's why Hashem made a nes and took all the materials, hagam in a physical world that would have amounted to more. But when they put it together, so it was dayam in the ruchniyastika world, it was exactly what's needed for Ashras Hashchina. By the way, in the physical world, it was chayser, but of course the spiritual world dominates, and of course the nes happened that it was taka like the spiritual world. It was dayam and had the nes, that which was extra just fit in exact. But the nekuda that a yid's avoida, that every yid's avoida is necessary and important and counts, the avoida of kol yachid v'yachid just is essential. We can't do without the avoida, it's just the truth. It's a truth. I started, like all yidden, was starting to study for the Seder. The Seder is like a few hours of the most mitzvahs of the whole year. So many mitzvahs. There's no time. There's no 3 hours the whole year that has so many tzivuyim. The amount of mitzvahs. We started in yeshiva 3 days ago. We've studied so far 19 mitzvahs. We studied so far. We touched Suffolk 118/19 mitzvahs. We studied the last few days. And then we're just getting warmed up. So many mitzvahs, the Leil HaSeid in a few hours, the Gruah 64, many, many, many mitzvahs, those few hours. But each one, each yachid's avayde, each one's mitzvahs are necessary and important and irreplaceable. And the sugya of the malacha was dayam v'hayser. I love by the Megillah that men, women, and children are there, that everybody comes. It's the minig Yisroel. Behemoth, my wife heard a second laning. She had to come back. It's sometimes loud, noisy. It comes up, all different interesting things. To me, it just highlights what come in all of us. We come all of us. That's Amalek who says not every yid counts. Hanach shalom acharecha. The response to Amalek is men, women, and children. The minig Yisroel is everybody comes to the Kriyas HaMegillah. We're all here, every one of us. The tzayrich of every single yid, there's no extras in our people. And the yisayid of the nace of Dayim V'Haiser is what each one gave. Each one's donation was essential and important. A yid I like a lot. A yid Rav Johnny and I've come to appreciate a lot. A very special yid. See, he had his seder. And after his seder, he went to his Rebbe's seder. After his seder ended 2 a.m, Pasha was a little tired and needed it. He went to his Rebbe's seder and he sat there for a couple of more hours. When he departed from his Rebbe said, "I give you a bracha that next year you shouldn't think you need my seder, just your seder. Your seder." It's a big inyan of Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the creation of our people, of Am Yisrael. He said, next year you shouldn't think you need my Seder. That was the bracha he gave this Talmud, this beautiful bracha. Your Seder, your mitzvahs, your journey, your matzav, you shouldn't need my Seder next. You shouldn't think you need my Seder next year. This var dayim v'hoise, that Hashem made a remarkable nes, that all the yidden's donation, which was so much, and then they give the donations, and it turns out exact, is the nekud of kol yachid v'yachid, each one, what they give, as they give, how they give, is essential, is very, very, very precious. It's interesting, in our schools, beautifully, that we have resource rooms, that the holiest yidden teaching resource rooms. Chas v'shom, we have to be mechazek and give the resource. Teachers in schools are amazing. And we're helping, we're people who love learning Torah. And we help people, we help our children. We want all our children to be able to open Svarim and learn. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. I think there's one thing we have to make sure. And I think it's dangerous. How we make sure of this, I don't know. Avada we should teach. The resource rooms, the holiest people teach there. And making sure every single child is worked with. I always get nervous and we have to be careful. I don't know how we can be sure. That sometimes it feels like that we're saying that we have to fix you to be a certain thing, to like learn Hashem's Torah, to serve Hashem. We have to get you a certain way to do it. And I worry that we lose that the Torah of Kol Yachid V'Yachid is precious. Each person's Torah, each person's Avodas Hashem. And again, helping somebody be better at learning is such a mitzvah rabbis. Torah's chesed, to be melamed others, no question. But somehow making sure while we're learning with somebody that we're not fixing you. I know the Rebbe Rav Geisler yelled at one of our guys. It was like fetching about his level of learning, like yelled at him. Hashem wants your Torah. Like, you're not trying to like fix yourself to be a certain thing in the sheet. Learn your Torah. The way you learn, as you learn, is very precious. I've said this over about my father, Arenik Aparis Mishkavai, to watch him give shir to people. He said his life was one big shir after shir. Gave thousands of shiurim. For a couple of decades, he was saying two daf yomis a day. He was giving a shir in Yeshiva Rockaway, in a Sfaradish koil, in his koil, a Sfaradish yeshiva. He was giving many, many, every Shabbos shir in Iyun daf yomis. He was saying shir before davening on Shabbos, many shir. I've watched the Rosh Koil will come. I've watched Reb Walzim come and start adding shiurim Sunday morning. But it gives the early morning shiurim. It gives tremendous importance to teach Torah, to learn Torah, and teach. My father was saying many shiurim. What I saw in him is that he had a tremendous respect to each person came to learn. Like, rizig respect. It was valued, kol yachid v'yachid. Certainly there were ga'inim and lamdanim who would come to shiurim. They would ask kashas. that people who come, who ask simple questions, who their questions reflect, they're not getting the full oimik of what's being said. There was a certain seriousness. It was like very serious. It was taken seriously. It was leitzanus to devalue it, and he hated leitzanus. And there was, from the deepest lessons, all these shiurim, so many people came, and it was like value, the guy came. I said to the chevra at Shiva, somebody told me that I slept 7 years in your father's shir. For 7 years I slept. The guy thought like it was like this funny. Then he said, the next two times through Shas, I mamash learned Shas. But I knew my father, he slept through Shas very serious. He had pulled his weary bodies. You see, he was tired. It was a bigger zach. He still came to a shir. It was like very serious by him. Very. The letz would have said, like, really? Sleep? Like mechate? It wasn't like that. I hope people came back. We had a guy for 7 years keep coming if you're sleeping. Because the Magid Shir understood that it's big stuff. You guys coming to learn Torah? And he's dragging his body there and he's learning. It was like very, it was very hush. It was very, he respected. I think that's what kept the guy going back for 7 years. People who were there much longer slept many more years than 7 years. Because it was very serious. It was very, it was like a holiness. There was nothing cynical about it. It's coming to learn to. If somebody was cynical, had no place. Like, try like asking him, say to him, is the guy really getting it? Your mamisha, let's be quiet. Leitzanus is, he was very against Leitzanus. But it's coming to study Torah is like very, very stark. And the nekud of the donation of the mitzvah of the avodah shall kol yachid v'yachid is a truth of our own self. Of our own self, our own avodah. The leil ha'seder, the careful, each person's kizesim, each person's own story, each person's own avodah that's so precious and important and count and necessary for the entirety of our ummah. There are no extras in our people. That's this amazing nes of dayim v'hayser. They may have looked to externalize that there's some left, there's some stuff, we don't need this. And then it was put together. And for Ashras HaShechina, there wasn't one thing, one penny, one pruta given that wasn't part of the Ashras HaShechina of our people. Because there's not an extra like this we don't need, that doesn't count. Each thing, each avodah, each sincerity was exactly necessary. So my bracha to us all, my bracha and our own avodah is to recognize our chakras. It's interesting. There's a maisa with the Ribnitzer. There's a good maisa with the Ribnitzer. It's minyan and tefillah b'tzibur or something on my mind this year, trying, being mechazik. And the Ribnitzer used to have a very late minyan for Meirev. And somebody would arrange, he'd have a gabbai arrange it, he could have 10 yidden together. And one Meirev, the 10 yidden, the 9 yidden with the Ribnitzer. And the Rebbe said, we don't have Asras Hashchina, we don't have a minyan here. So the Gavai looks at the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, 10. So the Gavai says, 10. We don't have a minyan. So the guy says, is everybody here a yid? Like he's trying to figure out what's happening. Turned out, one guy said, I davened already. He said, I davened a terrible Shmoneh Esrei. I don't even know what I said. I figured a chance to daven the Ribnitzer, I would daven again. Now, the Rebbe had some antennas. There was no Ashuras HaShechina, but it says something to me about that Yid's Meirev. A Meirev that the Yid felt, I didn't daven. It was a Meirev to the point that when he tried to have 10, the Rebbe felt there was no Ashuras HaShechina. It wasn't that way. There was no Ashuras HaShechina. They didn't have a tzibur of 10 Yidin. It didn't have a tzibur of 10 Yidin. She called Yachid v'Yachid. I was zeicher this week. Like we one day we had 9 people. We got up to right before Baruch Hu, and mamish a guy walked in. Yosef walked in right before Baruch Hu, and I got right to Baruch Hu. Since then, it's a couple of days later. I look at him. I'm like nishtoimim from a yid. He brought the shechina. Without him, this it's real. Without him, if a guy wanted me to push me away from the service of Hashem. And if a guy would say Kaddish or Baruch without a minion, I would have to say, shoot, there's no v'chaybem if somebody's trying to be marry you from Hashem. I have to say, shoot me, I'm not doing it. I'm not saying Baruch. He walked in, I was able to say Baruch. The avodah shall call yachid the yachid is an emes, is a truth. Each person, this person came in, he changed the whole room for us. Mamish changed again. The avoda shel kol yachid v'yachid is chashuv. Each person's avoda, each person's mitzvah, each person's donation, each person's sincerity has tremendous, tremendous power. It was reflected in that grace and ace that when they compiled it all together, itaka might have been extra in a superficial way, but in the world of emes dayam, the exact necessity for ashras hashchina, a good Shabbos kaddish.
Thank you, Reb Davidovich.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.